Funny idioms and phrases in British English. What's that got to do with the price of fish/tea in China? This one is especially funny because you can substitute fish with almost anything: cheese, eggs, onions, corn, meat, and people will still get what you mean. It's used as a rhetorical question to highlight an unrelated or irrelevant statement or suggestion made by someone else. Apparently, the French have a similar phrase, which translates to "What does it have to do with the sauerkraut?" Sentence example: Yes, yes, I know about your plans for tomorrow, but what's that got to do with the price of fish? We were talking about seeing the movie next week. The hair of the dog. The hair of the dog is a small alcoholic drink consumed to alleviate a hangover. The original phrase, "the hair of the dog that bit me," refers to a medieval practice. It was believed that applying the hair of a rabid dog to a wound caused by the same dog could cure the infection. Gary Martin rightly notes the irony of trying to get some hair from the dangerous dog and quite likely getting bitten again. There are recorded uses of this idiom from the 1500s. In the drinking context. Sentence example: Why are you drinking beer at 9 a.m.? Hair of the dog, I guess. I've got an awful hangover. Be up the duff, to be pregnant. This is very informal and would be considered rude if directed to a stranger. The confusing part is that there's also the phrase to duff someone up, which means to beat them up. Sentence example: A week before I was due to leave for the festival, I found out I was up for duff. Dull as ditchwater, very boring or lacking any personality. Sentence example: May, I don't think I'm coming to his next party. The previous one was as dull as ditchwater. Lose one's bottle, to lose confidence, courage, or determination to do or pursue something. Sentence example: I wanted to apply for the audition, but I lost my bottle at the last minute. Be a nosy Parker, referring to someone who is always interfering with other people's business and who is overly inquisitive. Or, more colorfully, who sticks their nose in other people's affairs. A similar vivid phrase can be heard in New Zealand and Australia: sticky beak. The use of Parker in nosy Parker remains a mystery, though. Sentence example: He wouldn't stop asking me about my date, he's such a nosy Parker. I don't, couldn't, give a monkey's, to not care, be indifferent. A monkey's what, you may ask? Well, the phrase is intentionally shortened to avoid the cuss words that frequently come after monkeys. Sentence example: I couldn't give a monkey's whether he invited me to his party or not. His parties are usually nothing special anyway. Be on the blink, broken or not working properly. Most often this phrase is used for electronics or machinery. Sentence example: This old computer is very unreliable, it's on the blink again.